16-year-old Haley Batten is now a three-time national champion in the National Mountain Bike Championships that took place earlier this month in Pennsylvania. Curiously, she's still too young to qualify for the World Championships next month in Norway.
So I won the cross country in the 15 to 16, and then I competed in the Super D, and I won the 15-18 Super D national champion title.
For the Batten family, Haley's racing has become a family affair, taking them all over the map. KPCW spoke to her as she was en route back to Park City from Vermont and a recent race there.
Yeah, we've traveled all over. So I was able to go to Europe with my family. We took a family trip, and then, yeah, we just kind of traveled around in our car to all the different races all over the U.S. So, yeah, it's been a great experience.
Batten credits the trails in Park City and the program she's been involved with for her success.
Park City, we just have so many great things going for us. The incredible trails that we have, and then with Young Riders, Summit Bike Club, and then the Utah High School League. And I think that just all helps to grow the riders and then make us the best we can be.
20-year-old Keegan Swenson clinched the U23 national title for the first time at the Pennsylvania Championships, although he's no stranger to winning.
This will be my fourth this year because I won a couple of when I was a junior as well. So this is my first like under-23 title. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, but you were still really young winning, you know, against kids.
Yeah, this is my second year in under-23. So there's still a couple more years left, so hopefully we can try and get a few more.
Swenson, as a professional mountain bike rider for Team Cannondale, spends his year training and racing around the world.
I started off the season in South Africa for the first World Cup, and then from there I went to Australia, and then I'm back home for a little bit, then back to Europe. And then there was a few races over here. We had some races in Montana and Colorado Springs, and then Nationals in Pennsylvania. And then actually today I leave for Quebec for the next World Cup. So,
when he's not winning national championships, he's racing World Cup with the best riders in the world. His finishes this year have been what he describes as pretty good, with a top 10 result in South Africa. Swenson, at 5'10 and 140 pounds, is all strength and little weight. That probably contributes to him being so fast on the uphills.
I'd say it's mainly the uphill that wins the race, and the downhill is where you can lose the race if you crash or have mechanicals. But I'd say most of the time the race is won on the climbs, and then the descents, you just have to be safe and smart and not hurt yourself or crash or whatever, you know. I mean, I've had my fair share of crashes and flats and whatever else, but yeah, that's the way it goes.
Swenson says he's making a decent living as a pro rider, and he's just happy to be riding his bike and taking in the world. Also on the top of the podium with Batten and Swenson at the national championships was 13-year-old Katie Klaus. She won her age group in cross country and also took the trophy for short track in the 9 to 16-year-old division. Klaus is also a nationally ranked road champion. She raced in early July, clinching the 13 to 14-year-old categories for road racing and criterium. And as if that's not enough, Klaus was also podium material in the cyclocross national championships held last January. Sydney Palmer-Ledger also clinched a national title in the 11 to 12-year-old division. Evelyn Dong, a pro rider from Park City, placed third, and Sienna Ledger-Riddell and sister Mila placed third. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.